Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Cyber check, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time. Perfect world, freaky places that we've seen.
We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Running in the cyber chase, we'll meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time. Adventures in cyberspace.
What's up?
Not much, Earthlease. Hey, what are you guys doing here? I thought you went home.
Nah, we stayed for the party.
Party? You remembered!
How could we forget? Today's Judge Trudy's B-Day party.
Judge Trudy's B-Day?
Yeah, it's like an Earth birthday, isn't it? Only it celebrates the day she was first booted up.
It's even on the news. Check it out.
At 5 o'clock today, right here in Sensible Flats, the party will begin for that special bot we all adore. To make the day even more delicious, Chef Foodie will create one of his famous chocolate sculptures to celebrate our guest of honor.
Sheesh. It's always been my dream to have Chef Foodie make me one of those. But I guess a dream is all it'll ever be.
Where are you going, Ditch?
I'm not in the mood for a party.
But you have to come. I mean, we promised Motherboard you'd be there to represent her.
Well, I guess. Okay, see you there.
Okay, 5 o'clock. And don't be late. Oh, don't be early either.
It worked.
Yep. Ditch doesn't have a clue the party's really for him.
I don't know, guys. We made him feel bad, and that's not good.
Come on, Inez, he'll love it. It's gonna be the coolest surprise ever.
Did this last year. This one, too. And this.
Come on in, boss. The water's fine.
I'm busy. I'm going through my card catalog of chaos looking for a new plan to defeat Motherboard.
But we're here in Sensible Flats on vacation to have fun! Woo-hoo-hoo!
Out of the pool, you dunce buckets!
I can't believe it. How could my very best friends forget my B-Day?
If only someone would remember.
Gee, Motherboard and those Earth brats forgot Digit's B-Day.
Boy, what a mistake.
Not a mistake. An opportunity. A chance to use that Cyber Turkey's knowledge of Motherboard to defeat her once and for all. Brilliant!
How you gonna do it?
Yeah, how?
Easy. All I have to do is convince Digit that his friends don't care about him, and I do.
No cards, no party, and no chocolate me. The one thing that would make me the happiest cyborg in cyberspace.
Happy B-Day, little buddy.
Hacker, how did you know it's my...
How did I forget? We were like this, remember?
Oh, yeah? Then how come you forgot my B-Day last year?
I called. I guess you didn't get the message. Anyway, I suppose Motherboard and those Earthlings are giving you a big party, yes?
Well, actually, no.
Oh, how heartless! If only I'd known, I would have asked Chef Foodie to make you a chocolate sculpture.
Really? No, you wouldn't. You don't even like me.
Not true. I care deeply. And to prove it, I'm going to make this day special. Just for you.
Happy B-Day, Didge!
Yay, Didge!
Man, it's so hot. I'm sweating. Ew, ew, and double ew.
Me too. I'm drenched.
Hey, sweating is good.
No way.
It is. Sweating is all about evaporation.
Evaporation. You mean when water goes into the air?
Yeah, sweat is mostly water. My dad told me the water takes your body heat with it when it evaporates.
So that's what makes you feel cooler.
Then how come we're still hot?
You are. I'm not. This is the secret.
A bandana? That is so not cool.
Oh, yeah, it is. When it's really hot like today, you need more help than just sweat to cool down. So I wet the bandana and wear it like this. More water, more evaporation, more cooling. Here, try it. Remember, keep the bandana wet or the trick won't work. There has to be water to evaporate so it can take the heat with it.
Wow, I feel cooler already.
Same here. This bandana thing really rocks. Hello? It's Chef Foodie. The sculpture's ready? We're on our way.
These are the cakes and the candies.
Where's the chocolate digit?
In the fridge, of course. The chocolate must stay cool all the time. If not, it melts into a puddle of soup like this.
Ooh.
Beautiful, no?
It's digit.
Wow.
I will give you my special Chef Foodie refrigerator case to keep the chocolate cool in the hot desert. Do not take the chocolate out of the case. If it is not kept at 37 cyber degrees or cooler, it will melt. Take the thermometer and keep track of the temperature.
Hey, Buzzy, what did the boss say we're supposed to get at Chef Foodie's?
It's those Earth kids.
What are they doing here?
I can't wait to see Digit's face when he sees his chocolate sculpture.
Chocolate Digit?
Oh, that's so nice! Digit will feel so much better.
He'll never know, because we're going to do what the boss would want us to do.
What's that, Buzzy?
Ruin that sculpture, that's what. Let's go!
Man, it's like an oven out here.
Good thing Didge is in the fridge.
Get ready. Now!
Is toast. Whew, good thing the sculpture's okay.
But without the fridge, Digit's gonna melt in all this heat.
Maybe not. The glass is still cold.
Not for long. Unless we can find a way to keep the chocolate cool.
Maybe there's something we can use in the wagon. Jax, call for help.
Oh, man, an answering machine. Chef, it's Jackie. The fridge case broke and the horses ran away, so send help, fast!
All I found was the water we brought to keep ourselves cool and a piece of an old blanket.
Great! We'll feel fine while Ditch melts! I knew this surprise wouldn't work.
Wait a minute! Maybe we can cool the sculpture like we're cooling ourselves.
You mean with wet bandanas?
Or wet anything.
Worth a try. Let's use this old blanket.
Chef Foodie said to keep the chocolate at 37 cyber degrees or cooler.
You're right. Where's that thermometer Chef Foodie gave us?
I've got it.
If this works like our thermometers back home, this red bar moves up and down. Lower is cooler, higher is hotter.
And these numbers tell us the actual temperature in cyber degrees.
So the air around us is 50 cyber degrees.
Let's see what the temp is inside the dome.
Looks like the thermometer goes here.
The bar is dropping. It's definitely cooler inside there.
It stopped at... Uh-oh. We can't read the temperature because there's no number next to the top of the bar!
Oh, it's good to have you back, Digit.
I'm not back, you know. I'm just visiting.
Of course not. You're just spending your B-Day here. Here with the cyborg who first booted you up. Oh, for you. A present from your oldest friend.
Yikes! My baby book.
Look how proud I was. I had such high hopes for us, Didge.
Hey, I was really cute.
Oh, yes. My best invention ever. I still think so, despite what everyone else says.
Huh? What do you mean? What does everyone else say?
Oh, the usual, you know. All that stuff about you being an oaf.
Oh, sorry.
A fool. A clod. And first of all, a clumsy fool.
I guess I do make a lot of mistakes. I don't mean to, but I do.
Guys, just because there isn't a number next to the red bar doesn't mean we can't figure out what the temperature is.
Okay, what do we know? We know the numbers go 0, 10, 20, 30. Hey, they count up by tens. So each thick line is 10 degrees higher than the one below it.
If the red reaches above the line marked 40, but stays below the line marked 50, the temperature has to be somewhere between 40 and 50.
Maybe these thin lines can tell us something.
Yeah, the temperature's 3 lines up from 40.
So the temperature must be 43 cyber degrees.
That's still too hot. We need it to be 37 cyber degrees or below.
Hang on. We read this wrong. The temperature can't be 43. Look at where the top of the red is. It's more than halfway between 40 and 50.
That means the temperature is higher than 43.
Higher? How much higher? How come you're crying, boss?
Yeah, I'm the one with the problem, not you.
But it's my problem, too. I made you. Your mistakes are my mistakes.
They are? Yeah, that's right, they are. It's your fault I am like I am.
But I can change that. Oh, I can reprogram your operating system. I can make you new and improved so you'll never make another mistake ever again.
You can? New and improved. You can really do that?
I can, and I will. Just sign this and give me your permission.
We know the thin lines can't be 1 degree apart.
But they're evenly spaced, so they must be the same number of degrees apart. Let's try counting by twos instead of ones.
Okay, 40, 42, 44, 46, 48, 50. Counting by twos works.
Then the temperature of the sculpture is actually 42, 44, 46 cyber degrees.
That's even hotter than we thought.
And the blanket is dry again. We have to keep wetting this so it can take away more heat and cool down the chocolate.
The temperature's dropping again. It stopped halfway between 42 and 40, at 41.
But there's still water to evaporate. It should be getting cooler.
Then how come it stopped cooling?
I don't know, but I do know this. If we don't find a way to bring it down to 37 cyber degrees fast, Digit's going to be chocolate milk. Wetting the blanket isn't enough. There must be another way to bring the temperature down more.
Oh, I knew this surprise party wouldn't work. Surprises almost never do.
Hey, you guys feel that?
A breeze.
Yeah, it makes me feel cooler, especially here.
Maybe the breeze makes the water evaporate faster.
If it works for us, it should work for the sculpture. Breeze, do your stuff. 41, 40, 39. It's working!
The breeze is helping the water evaporate faster.
38, 37 degrees!
Yeah! We did it!
But how do we keep it there? We need to keep the breeze going.
The horses. That's it. The wind on the ride into town will keep the ditch cool. Let's go.
If we hurry, we can still make it back in time for the surprise.
Everything is going according to plan. This is a legal cyber contract. And once Digit signs it, he won't be able to undo it. Then I'll reprogram him to tell me everything about Motherboard.
You mean like all her passwords?
And secret codes and stuff?
Everything.
Okay, Hacker, let me see if I understand this. You're going to reprogram my operating system and make it so I don't make any more mistakes ever again?
Just sign the contract and I'll begin work immediately.
Wait a minute, what am I doing? With a total reprogram, I won't be me.
Isn't that the point? Believe me, this is the right move.
I don't know.
Tell you what, call your little Earth pals. Who knows, maybe they're going to surprise you with a party after all, and you won't need the Hacker. Go ahead, call them.
Hello?
It's Digit.
What's up, Ditch?
I was wondering what you guys are doing.
Oh, nothing. We're doing nothing.
Can I do nothing with you?
No! I mean, right now, we have to do nothing alone.
What about, you know, a beat day party?
You mean Judge Trudy's party? Of course we'll be there. See you at 5.
Oh, Judge Trudy. Well, they must like her more than they like you.
But they're my friends, I think.
You know, if you were new and improved, your friends might like you better.
Maybe you're right. Can we do a partial reprogram?
Anything you want, little buddy.
Okay, where do I sign?
Wait, I have a better idea. Sign the contract in front of your so-called friends. Let them see what I am, what you are doing for them to make a new and improved you.
Good idea. And I know just where to find them. Let's do it.
Digit feels even worse than before. Oh, now he thinks we don't even want to be with him.
I know. I feel bad, too. But he'll forgive us when he sees the sculpture. Oh, can you feel the breeze back there, Matt?
Yep. The digs is looking good. And the thermometer says 33 cyber degrees. Evaporation's working. How cool is that?
Where are those Earthlings? It's almost party time.
Here they come now.
It's Hacker and Great Cackling Cactus. Digit is with that cyber skunk.
Greetings, Siberians. Digit and I are here with a little surprise.
Yeah, Digit has an announcement to make.
Right, Digit? Right?
Yeah, but you can tell him for me.
With all of you as our witnesses, Digit will now grant me permission to reprogram his hard drive and reboot him.
Now you wait a minute there, Hacker.
Sign.
Where's Jackie and Inez? And the Matster?
Who cares? You can show them a new and improved you later. Sign.
Okay, I'll do it.
Ditch!
What?
you doing here, Hacker?
It's okay. He's gonna reprogram me and make me new and improved so you guys will like me better and remember my B-Day.
Are you kidding?
What?
No!
We do like you.
And we all remembered your B-Day.
Yeah, the surprise party is for you, Didge.
Me?
Yeah, we said it was Judge Trudy's party, so it would be a big surprise for you.
That's why we pretended not to remember. We're sorry if we hurt your feelings.
They're lying! Sign!
No, we're not. It's all for you, Didge. We wanted to see your happy face when we gave you a big party and this!
A chocolate me! This really is a party for me!
Ugh.
So, you still like me, even though I'm clumsy and mess up once in a while?
Who said that?
He did. You tried to make me believe no one cared, and you almost convinced me. I'm sorry I ever doubted you, Earthlies. These are my real friends, and they like me the way I am. So hit the road, Hacker.
No one tells the Hacker what to do.
Hello! Hello! Help is here! I bring more chocolate to fix the sculpture!
Get me out of here!
Happy B-Day, Digit. Enjoy your party, my good friend and trusted helper.
Thanks, Motherboard. Thanks, Earthlies. On behalf of me and my chocolate pal, I just want to say this is the best B-Day a Cyboid could ever have.
Happy, happy B-Day, happy B-Day. Yay! Happy, happy B-Day.